From the Oscar-winning screenwriter of 12 Years a Slave comes television's next great groundbreaking drama.
I'm trying to find out who killed our son.
One crime will affect so many lives.
You need to be the voice for people who do not have a voice.
American Crime, series premiere Thursday at 10, 9 Central on ABC. And experience the weekly American Crime Podcast hosted by Elvis Mitchell with an inside look at each episode. Subscribe now at podcast1.com/American Crime.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Theme songs. Hey, you guys, it's Christina Zias, and thank you for joining us for another episode of After Buzz's TV Vanderpump Rules.
For the best days of our lives.
Right. It's season 3, episode 18, and I can't believe it's the finale.
Wow.
So much has happened. It's been an extremely dramatic year, y'all know if you've been watching and following along. And thank you so much for tuning in to our after show. We love having you here every single Tuesday night. If you aren't already, make sure you subscribe to AfterBuzz TV and catch all of our shows. And don't forget to follow us on AfterBuzz TV and at VPump Rules ABTV, which is our personal show's Instagram and Twitter. I'm your host, Christina Zias. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Zias, and I'm joined tonight with these lovely ladies.
Hello, everyone. It's Megan Stecker, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecker.
Hey there, I'm Christy Olson. Tweet me, please, at Christy Report. Love to hear from you.
All right, so we've been so excited about the season. Before we get into this show and the finale, there's probably only one show more dramatic than Vanderpump Rules, and it might be American Crime, which is on ABC this Thursday. I know I'm really excited about it. I know we've kind of talked about it a little bit. And the show is kind of, I mean, you're following along the whole season to find out. You're solving, like, murder mysteries. What if your son was murdered, your daughter arrested, your child framed? It's kind of like, where does the truth lie? Which is also a common theme that we see in tonight's Vanderpump Rules episode. The show starts this Thursday on ABC, which is the March 5th. And it was created by John Ridley, who is the Oscar-winning screenwriter of 12 Years a Slave. It stars Felicity Huffman and Timothy Hutton, and we're super excited, so check it out.
Quite a cast.
Absolutely.
I know, yeah. Right? The ABC's kind of throwing it down this season. I've been hooked ever. Okay. But anyways, this is an ABC.
Back to Bravo.
My gosh, I cannot believe this has been the longest season of Vanderpump Rules, and it's over already. It kind of flew by, right?
It did. But the best is yet to come.
What, because of the finale?
The reunion.
Why do I keep saying the finale? I know. I'm excited for it. Mm-hmm. So let's get into tonight's episode. It's the long-awaited photo shoot. And normally it's at Lisa's house. Last year it was at the Andaz Hotel. Mm-hmm. And this year it's at the Pink Motel, which was so beautiful. I love the whole shoot.
Adorable. I Googled it right away. It's like, where is this?
Oh, where is it?
It's in the valley. It's not too far past Van Nuys, it looked like, on the map.
Okay.
It's so cute there. And actually, one of the other after shows that I do, Dance Moms, they just filmed a whole big sequence there, two episodes there. They were doing a music video shoot. So a lot going on over there.
A lot going on.
The Pink Motel.
They have good PR.
I know, right? Yeah, seriously. I mean, it was so beautiful and styled so perfectly. Mm-hmm. I really wish that Stassi took the opportunity to style the photo shoot.
Yeah, I mean, as a stylist, you feel like she really missed out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just interested to see her work as a stylist.
Totally. I mean, you could talk about how much you love style, but until you actually put yourself out there and start, you know, proving to the world what you can do. And Lisa gives her so many opportunities, and she just doesn't take them.
Even after she basically spit in Lisa's face.
I know. Isn't that crazy? I mean, I don't know if Lisa, like, sympathizes with her as a person and just, you know, genuinely likes her, or if she does it for the show and maybe just wants to include Stassi in it because it is the finale. You think that's what it is? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, Lisa, as we've learned, if you watch Vanderpump Rules or The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she's not that easily forgiving.
Right.
No.
So...
So, Stassi missed opportunity.
Once again.
Well, you know, production was disappointed when she turned it down. Because it was like, oh, crap, now how are we going to involve her in the finale?
Right. I mean, I can't say that I blame her because it's like, would anyone there even be on top speaking terms with her? Like, probably not.
Like, everyone would probably be giving her an attitude and stuff.
Right. Yeah, I think, like, Ariana would be in neutral territory with her. But other than that, I mean.
We'll tell you what to do with your leather jacket, Stassi.
But see, my issue with Stassi is that. I think people would respect her more if she went into the shoot and was friendly to everyone and put all issues aside. I don't think people would give her a hard time. Because I think they all genuinely like her and think she's cool and want to be friends with her. And they're scared of her. They just don't want to put up with her drama and all the issues that she causes.
I don't think she could ever be capable of doing that. Like, walking in there and just putting it all aside and being pleasant to everyone.
Right.
You know,
so it's her. It's not everyone else.
Something would go down.
Probably.
And it would all blow up in her face.
Mm-hmm. Probably, I guess. And it's interesting here because 2 weeks ago we had Tom and Ariana on, and we were speaking to them a little bit afterwards. We were talking about, you know, how Kristen, how she's going to be incorporated if they get a new season. And because Stassi wasn't in the season so much, and they told us that that was her choice. That she refused to film with certain people, and that's why she wasn't in it. So, some little gossip for you guys.
I like that.
Okay, so Tom and Sheena talks to Tom about what happened last week. What do y'all think about it?
It was interesting that she approached Tom before going to Ariana. I feel like, you know, BFF girlfriends, you would immediately get on the phone and be like, girl, I have something to tell you.
Right.
But it was kind of mature of her. And,
totally.
And Sheena's always, you know, she's Switzerland. Mm-hmm. And she plays it very well.
She does.
Yeah, so I guess I'm not surprised that she went first to Tom to kind of get the story from him and let him know what was going on before she bombards them both with this bomb. Mm-hmm. Jack's bomb.
I also felt like it was extremely mature of her to go straight to him. And I like that she was calling him out. She's like, you know, I can see the wheels turning. I feel like what's going on in your head right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if that was a good little moment. Get Tom a little rattled.
Yeah, she bites her tongue a little bit too much sometimes, I feel like. So, mm-hmm. I was glad to see her say, like, well, hey, what are you thinking right now?
No,
right.
She handled it so well. And I really love the way she also approached Ariana.
Mm-hmm.
She pretty much said, I don't believe him. I think this is what he did. I've heard it several times now that 100% he did do this. But if, you know, if you want me to drop it, I will.
Mm-hmm. That's a good friend.
That is a good friend. Mm-hmm. Calls you out, lets you know her real opinion, mm-hmm. and then, you know, lets it go.
Yeah. I just, again, like a very mature moment. It was like, well, I'm going to lay it down with you how I feel. I don't think this is a good look for you. If you're okay with it, I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And some of these friendships are just so based on drama. You know, the Kristens and the Jaxes like to go in and be like, oh my gosh, this is what I heard. And, well, are you sure he didn't do this? He did. And she was very non-Vanderpump Rulesy.
Yeah.
About it,
well, you can tell that they have a genuine friendship, that it's not, you know, for the show.
Right.
Which a lot of these other friendships, you know, are based on, but not theirs. And you can see that, and I think it's really nice.
Yeah.
What just killed me was the whole Tom and Jack situation. Like, gosh, I would love to be Tom or Jack, or like sitting with either of them watching these episodes back. And seeing the play-by-play and seeing exactly what Jack said and then seeing exactly what he denies he said.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible.
Mm-hmm. And I think in real life, if you were watching the show with him, you'd get the same reaction from him. He'd act exactly the same way he acts on the show. He'd deny everything. You'd be like, but we just watched it. He'd be like, hey, didn't happen, man.
You think he would deny it
even
afterwards?
I mean, he's crazy. You saw it last night. It's like in one moment. You're watching the replay of what he said at dinner 2 days before that. And then in the next moment, it's like, I already said it never happened, man. I wasn't there.
Well, he started with, we didn't talk about it. There was no, I didn't talk about Miami. Like, what? I get it. He's being very adamant that what he was saying at that table with Kristen and Sheena and Rachel is that that's what the girls said to him. And that the way they cut it, that isn't what you see him saying. You see him saying, like, they were doing this. But really, he says, no, I was saying the girls told me they were doing this. And he's pretty
adamant
about
that. Okay, but what do you believe?
I almost kind of believe, because I think he's a good liar, and I think he would be careful enough to be like, well, this is what they told me. But he knows darn well that it'll be cut up to look like he just said it. I mean, he walked into it, but I think there was more strategy there than what we're seeing.
See, I am so damn naive sometimes, because the way I watched that conversation back was 100% Jack said that Tom did this.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I guess they could really edit it to be to look however they want it to look.
Mm-hmm.
Twist his words around a little bit.
Either way, he definitely talked about it, and he definitely made those allegations. Right. Like, even if he wasn't saying, I'm thinking this, that's what the girls told me. It's kind of a big deal.
Right.
But Jax has told Kristen, as she says, so many times. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, who can you believe?
Well, yeah, I think he was careful in that conversation with Sheena and the rest of them.
Yeah.
But I think other times when it's just been Kristen and Jax, he's definitely laid it out and said it as if he knows it happened.
Mm. But in that conversation as well, didn't he say that he knows that's what happened? Or that's what he believed happened?
Yeah, he said that more than a few times.
Yeah.
In a few different ways.
I just feel like I'm completely on the fence. You feel like something happened?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Ariana's clearly starting to question it, too.
You think so?
Really? Mm-hmm. Really? Because when we had them here, it's just like, they're very convincing in their convictions that nothing happened. And I don't know, it's like you can choose to believe what's, you know, presented on one side, or you can choose to believe what's presented from another. And I feel like both sides are very convincing arguments.
To be honest with you, I believe Sheena's side. And I think that Sheena is good friends with both of them, and if she can say that she believes that Tom did something, then she's probably right.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe, like, if Ariana doesn't choose to believe that and doesn't care, mm-hmm. maybe, then right. it's no one's business,
exactly.
and, like, just forget it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, last night when she was like, well, I won't bring it up anymore. I was like, this is so put to bed now. If she doesn't care, then it's a non-issue.
I mean, this issue should have ended about, like, 5 episodes ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, haven't we been discussing the exact same issue all season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know I've said this, but I've been convinced that Ariana knew about it the whole time, that Tom told her initially, and that they're both just playing dumb to protect themselves so that they don't have to talk about it. But then last night...
Interesting when theory.
Sheena, right? But when Sheena was talking to her, you could see it on her face all of a sudden, like... Well, I was on the phone with him the whole time. Well, okay, yeah, we can't be on the phone the whole time. Well, yeah, FaceTime didn't work, and you see it in her face, like, oh crap, like
really?
Maybe she is starting
really
to second guess
way.
It. So now I don't think that that's the case.
I don't know. I didn't really see that.
No,
I think that deep down she has to suspect that like something could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
could
she have. She know right? Like, will she ever know for sure? Maybe not.
He's mm-hmm. not going to tell the truth.
He's not going to tell the truth. No way.
Mm-mm.
I don't blame her for not trusting this Miami girl. I don't blame her for hating Kristen so much and not wanting right. to believe anything that she has to say is mm-hmm. the truth.
Right.
So I get it. But it just seems too fishy. And he definitely is not calm about it.
No.
Mm-mm.
I mean, he ran away when the Miami girl came. You could see the wheels turning when Sheena was talking to him last night.
Mm-hmm.
And he's more upset about the whole Jax thing. And what I think is very interesting is that he kind of, like, tries to turn it to Schwartz automatically. Like, Jax, like, you also tried to ruin Schwartz's relationship. Like, kind of, like, tries to deflect it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like after having him in person here, he seems like a very introspective person.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes a long time to formulate an answer to a question. So...
That is true,
too. I feel like that's what we can be seeing whenever he's not answering something right away. When someone's like, you did this, didn't you? You know?
Yeah. He's not super quick to respond. Yeah, like when we've right. seen him on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. Andy Cohen's mm-hmm. actually pointed that out.
Right. And I think it's that he's thinking so much about the situation as a whole. And it's like, where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
What's my first sentence out of my mouth kind of a thing?
He probably wants to kill Jax.
I mean,
what a terrible friend.
Like, do we think that they're still friends and hanging out right
yes.
now?
Yes.
After everything they've gotten over in the past.
Yeah, this shouldn't be a big
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, this isn't even that major.
It's crazy. Because like. It almost seemed like at the end of the episode, they were all just walking off like, forget you, Jax. Bye.
Really? I feel like the whole end of the episode was like, see you later. Never Stassi. Bye.
That's true.
I think it was more about her than about Jax. I honestly, and this is why I sometimes sympathize with Kristen, because gosh, we all know Kristen has done numerous things to screw up her friendships and her love life, and like, she needs to be held accountable for everything that she does. But Jax has done just as many screwed up things, if not more, and people just bring him back. So I kind of like, that's why I sympathize with her a little bit, because I see the frustration. Like, yes, do I think she's a little crazy the way she reacts to certain things? For sure. Should like this Tom and Ariana situation still being like brought up? Absolutely not. But it must be so frustrating to see someone do the exact same things as you. And, like, no one have a reaction to it.
Right. He's never held accountable.
And her, like, kind of, like, getting disowned by all of her friends, you know?
It's almost like that's at the base of everything. Not so much
the Tom
trying to screw over Tom.
Right.
It's like,
she has been saying she's just as sick of being called a liar.
What do you guys
think?
She
won this whole thing, though. I know we're going to get there, but she finally came through for me, and this was... This was a Kristen victory overall, in
for
my
you?
Opinion.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into, like, the party and everything, I just want to say all of the guys and the girls look so amazing at the photo shoot. And James was so cute.
I have a soft spot
for him. He seems like such a nice guy.
He really comes across more mature than the whole bunch.
He's the best boyfriend everyone on the show.
Only well-behaved boyfriend on the show.
That's true.
Yeah, and he was really bringing it. He was the only one that really looked to me like a model. In some of the photos. Well, no, I guess they all
No, like they all look so good.
Yeah.
Like give them boys really their credit.
He really, really looked like that could be a billboard driving down Sunset Boulevard.
He did. The one where he said, I look like James Dean, like, he's right. He has, it's something with, like, the cheeks and the chin. He's got that look.
You know he's watching right now.
I know, and he's like, hey, James. Like, yes, I am. Wait, that was a terrible accent. Anyway.
I will say, the only person that made me uncomfortable in the photo shoot was Lisa. And I don't think I've ever seen Lisa wear black.
Oh.
And I don't know if I liked it.
Is that what it was? Something that she just, it's just weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
I think that's right. That's what it was.
But anyways.
Oh, she always looks fabulous.
So we also see in this episode Schwartz go to the therapist.
Oh, Schwartzy boy.
I feel really bad for him. He said,
really?
Okay, wow. Clearly, I am the only one who feels bad for him.
Explain yourself.
I think that, I don't know, sometimes marriage scares me as well. And not the idea of getting married, because I absolutely want to get married and have a family. I don't know, it just seems like such a permanent decision, and I would always be so scared of making the right one.
So you would know that you shouldn't be in a relationship with someone who's ready to get married.
At this moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess you're right. Totally. I mean, are you guys the girl who wants to get married right away, or like who knows that she wants to get married? You're married already, right?
I am, but even growing up, like, I thought I never would.
Okay.
And... I don't know. It still seems weird to me, actually.
With your husband, was it you who was like, I want to get married?
No. He proposed out of nowhere, shocked the heck out of me.
Okay.
And I was very happy about that, but I didn't see it coming at all. No, it wasn't something that I was pushing at all.
Okay.
And it annoys me that Katie's pushing it so hard.
You know,
but I just get this kind of feeling from him, like, whenever I see stuff with those two scenes with the two of them, it just makes me think of the phrase, he's just not that into you.
Yes.
Right? Like, I just don't think he really likes for that much.
If he's so afraid and so not ready, it's like, well, maybe examine your feelings. Like, maybe she's not the one forever for you, and that's why you're not ready to get married. Or you don't ever want to get married. And
that's
tell
basically
her that
what he said.
And move on.
Yeah. And you've been in this long-term relationship. He never really says what about marriage irks him so much. Like, I'm sort of like, you're in this long-term relationship. You have an apartment and a dog. Like, you don't have trouble committing. What's the issue? What's the problem? And he did say straight up, like, spending the rest of my life with the same person sounds like such a bad idea.
Yeah. See, that's screwed up.
Yeah.
If I were watching this back and I was Katie, I think I would feel really hurt seeing that scene. For what he said.
But then again, what percentage of guys go into marriage feeling the same way? I mean, probably more than half. Like, crap, she's
Why am
expecting
I doing this?
This ring. This sounds like a really terrible idea, but I'm going to lose her if I don't put a ring on it. So here goes nothing.
See, for me, that's just so scary. Like, I would never want to pressure someone into marrying me. I feel like if you don't know by now, I mean, I guess that's hard to say because I've been in a long relationship and I'm not ready to get married. So, I mean, when you never know when you might be ready, but he knows he is absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scary.
Yeah, he's thinking about a marriage and she's thinking about a wedding. And those are two extremely different things. She just wants to get married and be the girl who's engaged and plan a wedding with her friends and have it be on TV. And he's thinking about the long term of actually being together for the rest of their lives. I haven't heard her refer to that at all. She just wants a wedding. Put a ring on it. Let's get married and get engaged.
That is a very interesting point.
That's a really good point.
And no one's married in L.A. Like, why push it so hard?
That's true.
Shia and me are the only people our age I know that are married.
Yeah, but is that not necessarily, like, a good thing? I don't know.
It's different in middle America, that's for sure.
Yeah, I guess totally.
Which is where I'm from, right? She's from Utah.
I'm guessing, like she does say, I think in one of the episodes, that all of her friends back home are married and already starting families, and I'm sure that that is true.
Yeah.
Do you think that she wants to start a family now?
She doesn't make any reference to that.
She does kind of make a reference mostly just... Getting married next, or like getting a ring.
She brought up pushing 30, so maybe the age and the biological clock is starting to tick. No,
they have that cute dog. What more does she want?
Apparently, a wedding.
A wedding. I mean, she already knows what music she's gonna have, so she's been thinking about it quite a bit.
And you know what? If you put that much emotional stake in it already and you're not even engaged, it's not going to be as great as you think it's going to be. Like, if she's that wound up about her wedding day already, there's no way it can live up to her expectations.
I think I feel bad for both of them because I think that they're in love with each other, but it's been so many years now and they're feeling different ways about the next level. So I feel bad for both of them. That happens in, you know, a lot of relationships and it doesn't always work out.
It's not easy. Yeah.
And I almost kind of feel like maybe Katie is so eager to get married because Tom has had a bunch of infidelities that she's learned about. Mm-hmm. And she feels like if he can commit to marrying me, he knows for sure that what he's done is wrong, that, you know, we will be together forever. He only wants me. Yeah, he only wants me instead of thinking, okay, like maybe he can do something like this again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like maybe if he's finally committed to me, this won't ever happen and we'll be fine forever.
It makes sense. I bet that probably is how she's feeling, but it should be the opposite of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It should be signs.
You should absolutely run the other way. If he can't even stay faithful in a regular old relationship, what do you think is going to happen in a marriage?
It's definitely a sign.
I don't know. I hope the best for them because I think they're really cute and I like them both.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they do complement each other. So I hope that they find what they're looking for in each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If they haven't already.
Right. I mean, I feel like I identify with this whole situation because I had been saying to my boyfriend, like, wow, we've been together a really long time now. Like, we should probably get married. Not that I was like, I have to get married and have kids. But I was like, we should probably get married. Starting to look suspect. And he's like, no, and this is exactly what he says, like, Tom style. Well, we can't because I have to have, like, a real job again before we get married and, like, be making a normal amount of money. And I was like, what?
So you think that's a cop-out?
I didn't. I took him for his word because we've talked about marriage a lot of times over a lot of years. We've been together 6 years. So it's been a gradual, like, discussion here and there throughout the years. And I think I started, like, a year ago being like, I mean, shouldn't we get married at this point? Not that, like, I'm desperate to or need to or, like, I want to have kids. We have to get married. Like, nothing like that. But just, like, if he asked tomorrow, I'd be ready.
Mm-hmm.
And his answer was like, no, because I really want to be financially prepared and, like, have a wedding and be a grown-up. And
that means he's taking it seriously.
Yeah, so, like, when Tom said that on the show, I didn't feel like it was a cop-out.
Right.
Because I've heard it in my own life. But who knows? People will probably comment on this video later that he's copping at it.
See, I kind of feel like I'm the Tom in my situation.
Oh, okay.
Where... Okay. Yeah, and I don't know if it's maybe my boyfriend's, like, 5 years older than I am.
Oh.
And not that he's, like, trying to wife me up tomorrow, but I've made it very clear from the beginning of our relationship, I want to wait until I'm a little bit older to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I know I want to be financially stable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, marriage is, like, I don't know, like, I want to be able to afford the wedding I want. I want to be able to, like, maybe be like purchase a home to like be able to have a kid and financially support all of that. And I know I'm not prepared to do that right now.
Right.
And I see, like, kind of both sides of it. Like, marriage is marriage. Like, why do you need to have that money? Like, you guys are going to be together through it anyways. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I get what your boyfriend's saying, and I get what Tom's saying. So that's that.
Watch her show up with a ring next week.
I know. Her right? boyfriend's watching yeah. this.
Yeah, right. It's been years. And
my boyfriend's going to be like, you're not ready? Like, I'm going to end up single. You're going to end up with a ring. This is going to go great for all of us. Perfect.
Look, I keep saying I don't need to have a wedding. I will elope to the courthouse in Beverly Hills, though. So.
That's still pretty fabulous.
Just a hint there, boyfriend.
She's ready. All right, so let's talk about this little fiesta that they had at Sur. Kind of the end of the season party, photo yeah. shoot, reveal. One thing that really got to me was Vail.
Oh, me too.
And it was just so uncomfortable. First of all, I still don't understand the placement of Vail.
Mm-hmm. I know. And
she was just not
materialized.
It was weird that I guess the first half of the season, or a little more than half, they were trying to shove her in there so much, and then it was like, Vail's out of here. Yeah. She just wasn't in there anymore.
They were probably like, she's obviously not going to have sex with Jax, so just forget her.
Well, and here's the thing.
That was on Jax's part, not on hers.
Well, when Tom and Ariana were here, we were talking after the show, and Tom was saying, like, Vail gets all handsy when she got drunk. So in Miami, when they were all clubbing together, she had apparently touched a lot of lady bits and man bits, and like even grabbed Sheena's mom's breast, as far as like she just kept grabbing things on people inappropriately, like super drunk. Everybody was just drunk being crazy.
AKA Jax's penis. Right.
So yeah, apparently everyone was like, raise your hand if Vail groped you last night, and apparently everyone raised their hand. This went down at the Miami Bachelorette party. And I also was like, well, wait, did they hook up? Did Vail and Jax hook up? Because it really, like, they could have when they left the room. And he was like, no way. Jax turned her down. He told me. And I was like, oh, my God. I was convinced that they left and something happened.
Mm-hmm. So in this episode, what really got to me was not only was she throwing herself at Jax, but she was doing it in front of Peter. Who, earlier in the episode, she was, like, super flirty with.
She was trying to get on
his
lap. Yeah. At the photo shoot.
She just must love the attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she probably sees that as her in on this show. You know, she knows that she was put there to kind of start this flirty Jax thing. And she's like, okay, so that's my position. I'm the...
Yeah. So she's just doing her job.
I feel like it was weird that she held up this whole persona of, like, I'm not going to fall for their tricks.
I went to Princeton.
Remember the whole thing where she, like, had the date with Jax? She had the date with Peter. And, like, neither of them went well. And then...
Now she misses the attention.
Now she's the flirt? I don't get it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Vail was a failed experiment this season.
Agreed.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Vail. Okay, what do y'all think about Stassi?
Ugh, that was a pitiful goodbye. I was like, this was a terrible season for her. Because she was my favorite.
My
was
favorite,
obsessed,
too.
Mm-hmm. And it was just like, wah, wah.
I want to see more of this friendship between her and Kristen kind of going back to the way it was. You know, because they walk right in, they're shooting tequila together. That could get very interesting, in my opinion.
I think it was actually nice to see them being friends again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stassi's getting to the point where she realizes she lost all her friends and it's not really that great.
Yeah.
I feel like she will never acknowledge that or admit that.
Right.
But you can see it in her eyes. That, like, she walks in there and she's like, oh, all these people aren't my friends anymore. And I can convince myself that I'm way better than them and they shouldn't be my friends, but it still makes me sad.
Yeah, absolutely. Because she used to walk into that room, like, owning the place. Mm-hmm. And now she doesn't have anyone to talk to or talk, you know, down to either.
I thought it was a little pathetic when she was like, I was thinking that, like, Sir was like the evil hotel from The Shining, but it's the people. Like, Stassi, you were the evil queen. What are you talking about? Just because you got kicked out of the kingdom and they don't bow down to you anymore, you're still the evil queen.
It's just so funny to me because she talks so much about Sheena and about how Katie switched sides and, you know, she kind of, like, makes, like, Sheena as, like, this big, bad, evil person.
Yeah.
But you know if Stassi were to talk to Sheena and be like, hey, like, sorry about everything, like, let's just make cool, Sheena would be like, all right, no
She'd
problem.
She'd be so fine with it.
I mean, Sheena's tried to invite her to her wedding. She tried to invite her to, you know, the bachelor party. Mm-hmm. She's definitely made the effort.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Stassi rejecting everything.
Right. Yeah. And it couldn't have been easy for Sheena to do that.
Right. Absolutely. She was the bigger person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then this conversation with her and Katie just could have gone so differently. And I'm very proud of Katie and of her for standing her ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's finally this independent Katie.
She's an independent woman, for sure. But, I mean, I don't know what Stassi wanted. Like, did she really, believe that Katie would just grovel and apologize everything that she... Yeah?
I think she did. Because even the way she comes into it, sitting down, it doesn't have to be like this. She's, placing the blame on Katie, why are you doing this?
Yeah,
why did you change everything? You know? I think she really did. She wanted Katie to be like, it doesn't, I'm so sorry. I'll do whatever you say and think whatever you think. And Stassi does always have a point that, yes, Katie did always agree with her, and Stassi wasn't making Katie hate anyone. Katie always said, yes, this is also the way I feel about these people. So I understand Stassi's frustration, but it's over and done. Katie's moved on. She's cool with these people now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess you're right. Do you think that Stassi, if she were to, switch the flip, she could be cool with them again? Or do you think they wouldn't be willing to take her back?
There's always that fear. The fear of Stassi.
You think
so? Yeah, if she went groveling back, they'd take her back for sure, because they'd be afraid of what she would do if they didn't.
Really? I feel the opposite. I feel like now that they've, rebanded into this new clique without Stassi, and she means nothing, and she doesn't work there anymore, then it doesn't matter. They don't need her. It's like, bye.
I think she could start up her mind control pretty quickly and easily again.
Now that Katie's dumped her, it's the last link is gone.
Yeah, I kind of, play both sides. And I think especially if she were to befriend Kristen even more, they'd have more reason to not, want her anywhere close.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What really gets me, too, is what her thing with Jax is.
Yeah.
Why do you care so much about Jax that you can't be in the same room with him, that you have to run out as soon as he walks in?
Mm-hmm. They've had conversations. They've been cool. They've talked about things. They've been in the same room before. I'm like, what is the deal? What's the issue?
This whole, I shouldn't have come. Whatever that was, it was the best soap opera moment.
It was, gosh, I know.
Male's little soap opera, but
yeah.
And Stassi's makeup looked fabulous.
She looked really good.
She hadn't looked that good all season.
Yeah.
But her little, I was sad about her little walk off into the sun there was, pathetic. I was like, put a little more swag into it, girl. Mm-hmm. This is it. Bye. Peace out forever to the show that you made famous. And it was just meh, 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 meh.
It seemed like she was sort of cowering away a little bit.
Yeah, her shoulders were hunched.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
She kind of stands outside awkwardly for a while, and I thought she was waiting for her car, but then she goes and walks to her car.
I thought she was waiting
for her. She didn't want to let go.
No.
Well, the whole bump about everyone kind of celebrating her leaving
was hilarious.
Was funny too. Kind of how they did with Kristen getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really funny to see everyone's like, so long, Stassi's tiara.
Yeah. I mean, the episode is called Dethroned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's obviously about Stassi.
Yeah. Even though.
She had nothing to do with this.
Not about her.
Yeah.
She has nothing to do with anything, basically.
Right. This season pretty much had nothing to do with her.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm disappointed in you, Stassi.
Me too.
We expected more. If you guys are watching this, definitely comment below and let us know what you think. Because I'm really interested in, I feel like at the end, at this point last year, we all imagined Stassi coming back, being Queen Bee again, maybe mm-hmm. possibly getting her own spinoff. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, see you later. I mean, did you see it coming? No.
No. Mm-mm. No. And I'm still dying to know if we'll see her next season. And it's really looking like not. Yeah, but I can't believe that.
Sad she didn't bring it at all to this party. It would have been the last time she was filming for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because every year, this summertime party at Sur is where it all goes down. Mm-hmm. And somebody gets hit. And you know what I mean?
Right. And then it kind of gives you, for next season, what's coming.
What's coming, mm-hmm. right. And it just, nothing happened. Fizzled out. And I thought Stassi could have been the one to bring it. I thought that's where it was going, but...
Yeah, the whole episode was a little bit flat. Yeah.
Okay, so let's make our own ending.
Oh, I like that idea.
If we can rewrite this episode a little bit...
Perfect.
And Stassi were to bring it, how would you do it?
She should have joined that conversation that was happening outside in the alley between Kristen and Tom and Jax. Because she would have had some things to say, even though, again, she's not involved at all. And she knows everybody so well and knows all their other secrets. That could have just gotten way even juicier than it was, which it was pretty juicy. But
that would have been great.
Yeah.
Because it got weird. Kristen kind of just gave up and went inside. And and she finally got something would have just kept it. I mean, she would
have kept it going. And she would have gotten
cheater,
on Jax.
Cheater. Mm-hmm. Liar. Oh, it would have been great.
Although I will say real quick about that conversation when, you know, Kristen joined the boys outside. It was nice to see Kristen kind of like get up. Tom told her off. He obviously wants nothing to do with her.
He finally got through to her.
And she was like, all right, fine.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that crazy?
Yeah, because earlier in the episode, James was talking to her. And he was saying, like, this has to be the end of it tonight. Yeah. This has to be it. And I thought, oh, wow, he really got through to her. But I don't think that's what it was. I think it's in Tom. The conversation in the alley, Tom finally saying to her, like, be done with it. Leave me alone. And he said that a lot of times before. And for some reason, this time, she finally just got it. She was ready to let it go, I think. And remembering that James said that to her, she clearly takes that moment to choose James and a new life over continuing all this drama. I wanted to applaud.
It was a great moment.
Good job, Chris. Although, I will say, I guarantee you she brings it back up at the reunion.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's not over. Miami Girl will never be over. Okay, if I could rewrite this episode with Stassi... I like the part about Stassi joining Kristen outside, but I think what would have been good is Stassi getting in the middle of Schwartz and Katie's, like, whole conversation. Because, you know, like, Stassi was so quick in the beginning of the season to be like, Katie, you need to leave him. Mm-hmm. Like, he's cheated on you, he doesn't care about you, he's not ready, you know, this, this, and that. So I would have loved
to see... Kicked him out of her house.
Yeah.
He showed up with the flowers.
Exactly. So I would have loved to, like, maybe, like, I don't know, like, I guess, like, her to butt in and him being, like, her being, like, do you have 6 months? And her being, like, he's just not that into you. And this whole, like, fight start between the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that could have been kind of a good, juicy ending.
Yeah, and Stassi still feels like, obviously, like she knows everything over Kristen.
Right.
You know, there's a total power play in their conversation. She still thinks she's the one in power. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I could definitely see her walking up there and be like, you know he cheated on you. You know he did this and that. Why do you even want to marry him? And why are you leading her on this way? And which is a question that I would like answered as well.
Okay, if I were to rewrite this episode with Stassi. This is sick. This is deep. Okay.
Oh my God.
It would have been like, she would have been like, I want you all to know, I sent Vale in here as my eyes and ears in this place, and, like, she was trying to get with all of you. Like, I wish she would have slept with Jax. I wish she would have, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, just to stir the, it was a kind of, like, from the beginning, it would have been like, I was trying to control everything because I wanted Vale to come in and sleep with everyone and it work and get everyone, you know, like, ruins everyone's relationships.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been amazing.
I mean, that would explain a lot of things as to why Vale has been here the entire season.
It made no sense. Just trying to tie it all together.
All right, you guys. Obviously, you would have written a different ending as well, so let us know. All right, so let's get into some predictions and news and gossip.
Yeah.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Oh, okay.
Go for it.
Well, I do have a source that was at the taping of this finale. I don't know if I've mentioned
that. Interesting.
But he just said, just crazy. He couldn't believe it. As someone who doesn't watch the show regularly, he was shocked at the things that were coming out. There is some really juicy stuff. So much so that I don't even know. Yes.
Oh.
And I don't even know if it's all going to make it to air, but I'll tell you about it if it doesn't.
Yes! This is so good.
So my prediction is that this is going to be absolutely explosive, especially since this finale was a little bit wah-wah and nobody punched each other in the face.
Yeah.
They all know they have to bring that at some point. So, I don't know. Again, there's going to be more talk about Miami. And I think that maybe Kristen will finally, that it becomes more about Jax and Jax's lying and all that with the Miami thing. I think Kristen's really over it. And I predict that she's going to kind of just sit back when Miami comes up and be like, I said my piece, I did my stuff, I'm done with it.
I can't see that happening.
So please do that, Kristen. Please prove me right. Because it's what's best for you, girl.
I'm going to predict that Kristen's trying to bring a little bit of the drama that she felt last year at the reunion where she was so just sick to death of looking at Tom and Ariana hold hands. Because I paused it last night when they were showing a little clip. So Kristen and James are on the end holding hands. And Ariana and Tom are all the way on the other opposite end of the horseshoe holding hands. So they're kind of facing each other, the two of them. So it looks like it's going to be a little like PDA. Like standoff,
a PDA
situation,
off.
And I think that Kristen's like bringing the eye daggers just to rile it up.
She's always got those eye
the
daggers.
Tom's like, Kristen, stop giving me looks like that. prediction.
That's a pretty good reenactment.
See, I feel like the guest that we've recently had on kind of said that the reunion was tamer than past seasons.
Jack said it was the most difficult one for him.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, so I'm thinking it really the heat's going to come down on him pretty hard.
Which it should.
Yeah. And Stassi is there. We know that.
Okay, which is just so weird to me because in the previews, they're like, in special guest or, like, guest Stassi. Yeah. I'm like, you are the main person in this show. Like, how did you go from being the star of the show to being a guest that they bring halfway through?
But what would she sit there and say?
Like, how did you...
She wasn't involved in anything.
But, like, she demoted herself. Sorry. Like, right. I can't get over this. Like, how? Why? Like, that's not a good business move.
Let this be a cautionary tale to you reality stars.
Here's it does go. All seem very
you can be replaced.
You can go from hero to zero.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. For, well, even turning down the styling gig to not be in the photo shoot scene. I mean, she really does not want to be a part of those.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you guys, along with that, I just hope that I do predict there will be a season 4.
Of course.
I pray.
Better be. And I really hope that they, like, switch up the cast a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or that something happens. I mean, I would love it to go back to basics, where it was supposed to be about these people being like actors, models, and focusing on their careers. Because let's say Ariana, you know, she filmed like Dazz, Anger Management. I would love to see her behind the scenes doing stuff like that.
I didn't even know that.
Right, exactly.
She was Anger Management?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, I'd love to see like James focus more on his music, Sheena focus. Sheena's doing a million different things. Mm-hmm. I would like to see a little bit more of that.
Agreed.
Right. And they could still have their friendships be all a part of this, but letting us into their lives. Like, we can't keep acting like they still do is work at Sir.
Right.
Because they're covering up for things with... It's like when they make appearances, it's like, oh, we went on a boys' trip. Well, no.
And now that was... y'all remember that
I guess
was the mistake.
I'm so naive. What is wrong with me?
That was the mistake and the problem that they had with The Hills.
Yeah.
Is that it was a very pseudo-reality, and they weren't acknowledging the fact that the cast was famous. In kind of adjacent to that, Kardashians, or those kind of reality shows, they show them, yes, we're famous because we have this reality show. And I think Vanderpump Rules needs to get there. Where they
That's
can show them
point.
Doing their club appearances and they can, you know, maybe they make it because they're all actors or whatever. That would kind of make sense.
Right.
But I would love to see them doing more of that.
And I'm sure that there could be drama and jealousy brought in through being jealous of each other's success. I mean, there's plenty to work with here, producers, if you are watching.
Who would you like to see on the show more? Who maybe we see it, sir?
I can tell you who I don't want to see any more of ever, and I'm afraid that she's going to become a cast member, and that's Christina.
Christina Kelly.
She is so negative and just always trying to deliberately stir up the drama, and it always comes off as very fake. And I don't know what she's like in real life because I don't think she's being her real self on the show because she's trying to be on the show. But I can't with her. Always walking in that, well, give me the dirt. Well, I want it to be terrible. Well, she talks more crap than Stassi does. I mean, she's almost more mean than Stassi. And I don't think that's genuinely her. I think she's
trying
to be that way for the show. And that's not going to work. It's too, we're in season 4. You know who people are. Then you don't be fake anymore. That's for season 1 of reality shows.
Well, I'd like
which she wasn't
add,
in.
Right.
Are their names Jen and Jeremy who have a baby together?
Oh, yeah.
To me, I think they're the most good-looking couple on Earth. Like, I would love
they
to see them
super
be
cute.
Added in.
Mm-hmm. And which I feel like could be a way for Stassi to still be in it, which she probably doesn't want to be.
Mm, bye, girl.
Bye.
Leave her out. Bye.
I see, I kind of like Christina.
Really?
I do too.
Just feel like one, she for sure just plays like Stassi's minion, and that's why we don't like her because she is just agreeing with the negative stuff that Stassi says and is like kind of trying to get the dirt to go back to her. And I really do think that's just like what the producers want her to do.
Mm-hmm.
I just think she's so pretty.
I think she's gorgeous.
Give her that.
She's beautiful. I just want to see more of her being
one.
Really pretty.
Yeah. Well, we need somebody to stir up drama because everybody else is friends, so we need somebody on the other side of the fence, which would be her.
Mm-hmm. And she does beautiful. Actually work there.
Yeah,
she's one of the ones that's actually there, actually waiting tables.
I kind of want one of the guys to come out of the closet. I don't know who it will
so
be,
good.
But I feel like one of them, like
who's already on the show, you're saying?
Yeah, like
that would be so
Tom,
good.
Tom, Jax, or James.
Oh.
Well, James did have a cute moment with one of the other guys last night, and I sort of had to remind myself that he's British. You know, the Europeans are very different with their male affection than the Americans are.
Wow. That's very
so
true.
I don't think it would be him, but you never know.
You never know. You never know. All right, guys, give me some news and gossip.
All right.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, maybe you all were wondering what the heck happened to Kristen Doty's appearance on Watch What Happens Live last night. That's what your DirecTV told you was going to be on, and it was slated to air for quite a while. Well, she could not appear because her grandfather actually passed away.
Oh my gosh, that's so
sad.
A few days ago,
yes, and she was upset about it. She posts some really cute pictures of him and her when she was a kid, and he apparently was a very important person in her life. So because of that, she did fly home and is there with her family, and so Reza and Gigi, it was supposed to just be Gigi and Kristen, and it ended up being Reza and Gigi on Watch What Happens Live. So everyone tweet your condolences to Kristen. And, oh, Miss Lisa Vanderpump was at not just any old red carpet last night, an Ebola fundraiser in New York, where she actually spoke and gave a very, like, touching, intelligent speech about the Ebola virus and what it's doing in the world and how we need to help. And she kind of equated it with AIDS and just really gave a touching speech that is kind of worthy of more than just a reality star. And she also looked great. And Camille Grammer was there as well, her former Beverly Hills housewife friend. And Gigi was on Watch What Happens Live, and we all know that she had a little fling with Jax, and of course Andy Cohen is going to ask her about that. So all she kind of gave up was that Jax was a passionate kisser.
Well,
that's hilarious.
Still pretty juicy.
That's like a hot couple, those
yeah.
two.
Yeah, right?
Getting down. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, my only news is that... Was it Katie's Instagram?
Yeah, it was Katie's Instagram.
So, yesterday, just scrolling through Instagram, and we see a picture Katie posted with her lover, Tom. And it looks as if there is a small ring on the correct ring finger. And
it's sparkling.
Yes, and the comments were blowing up. Like, we see that ring on your finger. So... Maybe, hopefully, that they're engaged and still together. And maybe, hopefully, they'll come next week and we'll find out the real deal.
Yay, please do.
Do you think that if they are engaged that we'll find out at the reunion?
Yes, I do. Actually, I do.
Yeah, and because her posting a picture of that kind of relates, it's like the timing, so she can finally say that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you hope they're engaged?
Yes.
Do you?
I would like that as a storyline, but I just don't see it happening.
I
don't know if she's trying to tease the fans or what, but I just... And I would love to know what it finally took to make Tom change his mind, if that is the case.
Me too, because I have a boyfriend that needs to be... Totally kidding, honey. Totally kidding.
Does he watch the show?
No.
Okay. You're in luck. Don't you worry.
I know, right?
All right, you guys. It's been a fantastic season. We will be back next week for the reunion episode. So make sure you stay tuned. Where can they find you guys?
Oh, everybody, tweet me those, what you would have as your finale last scenes, please. It's at Christy Reports on all social media. Please also check out my YouTube channel, Christy Reports. I actually have some really cool Vanderpump Rules exclusives on there. I recently interviewed Jax's tattoo artist.
Wow.
And you'll see what he said to Jax about continuing to getting these girls' names tattoos and having to have them covered up. So check that out, please.
You guys can find me at Megan Stegger on Twitter and Instagram, and tweet me whether or not you think Katie and Tom are engaged.
Ooh. Woo! And you guys, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Zias, and tweet me what your sign-off to Stassi would be.
Ooh.
All right, you guys, thank you so much. See you later.
Bye.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.